I don't have much on this, but I just wanted to throw this out here just because I happened to catch this. This was in the Detroit News Online. Beth LeBlanc writing the article. So apparently a lawyer yesterday telling members of the Michigan Redistricting Commission that the panel must still remain active until the conclusion of the latest litigation that's still going on. I didn't know it was still going on. Mm-hmm. I guess there's... How are we not finalized those maps is affecting the 2022 election. But the attorney says that not only do they need to stay in place until the conclusion of current litigation, they should prepare to have in place future defenders of litigation that might take place once this current litigation has ended. Because once it ends, the commission will disband.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
But because the next redistricting won't happen until 2030, the commission needs to arrange for who would defend potential suits filed after the conclusion of the current cases.
Okay, so they have to make sure that everything is set for the next people? Is that what this is?
Well, no. I'm reading it. It's like once this concludes, the suggestion is if there's any future litigation on the current redistricting maps being drawn, even if this current litigation is solved and settled, before 2030 arrives, if somebody else wants to make some kind of challenge, who is going to defend future challenges? Because this commission will be disbanded.
Right.
The suggestion is that the Secretary of State could defend it itself.
All right.
Or reconvene a new commission by drawing 13 new names from the initial applicant pool. Or the commission could designate attorneys and experts to defend the maps themselves.
Okay.
If voters knew in 2018 when this was voted in, would we still vote in?
Yeah.
If we knew what was going to be happening here still in 2022,
yeah.
You think we still would have done it?
I think so.
Even despite, even if we said
because
face lawsuits until...
Because it was still done out in the open.
Yes, it was. Okay,
it was.
You know, the voters had a chance to vote.
That's what I think was still always the selling point about it. That, you know, I don't think anybody was under any illusion that there weren't going to be lawsuits or whatever. People wouldn't be upset with some of how the districts were drawn, but still.
Yeah, but I'm just...
Done in the open.
I'm just still amazed that this is an election year. Aren't these... Mm-hmm. I mean, state races are already based.
Well, yeah, it's happening.
Well,
yeah.
Candidates are out campaigning in the new districts.
Right, yeah, it's happening.
So how can you still have... I mean...
That I don't know.
I don't know how this is all working. I'm not smart enough. I don't understand.
Right, yeah. That I don't know.
I guess I just perhaps thought in this rose-colored world of glasses that I live in, you know.
See, be cynical like me. Trust me. It's
that the commission would have drawn the districts and would have said, okay, thank you.
No.
My naivete is showing. Is that what you're saying?
You're just too optimistic. Not naive. Just optimistic.
I'm optimistic, yes. This is true. Yes. I do see the world. The glass is always half full.
Remember, I'm the fatalist,
the
right?
Sun will always come out tomorrow. Yes. Pat Justin brings the cloud into my sky. As a friendly reminder.